So the gardens down here have a little bit of everything, as much as we can manage to make grow here. Greens, we have some summer crops, fall crops have gone in. So
Michael Record is in his third growing season as a farmer in Boulder County, or part-time farmer, that is. Michael still works full-time for a software company in addition to the copious hours he puts in on his quarter acre of leased land just west of Longmont. Michael Record and his wife Liesl decided to make the transition from backyard gardeners about 3 years ago.
We've never really been very outwardly political people, but we do feel strongly about food issues. And for us, this is a way through our actions to try to make a difference one person at a time by providing what we think is good, healthy food.
The family table farm offers their produce through an online farm stand. And this is the first year they're operating a CSA scheme, or Community Supported Agriculture Program. About 23 families get a box of vegetables every other week at the farm. Most of the small farms in Boulder County offer CSAs. Farmers markets and selling direct to restaurants are other common ways of doing business. And doing business is often the hard part for farmers. Many people are attracted to farming as an alternative to the daily 9-to-5 grind. But without a solid business plan in place, the farms are doomed to failure. That's where programs like the Boulder County Building Farmers Program come in. Adrian Card is the extension agent for CSU's Cooperative Extension in Boulder County. He started the Building Farmers Program and says Boulder is an ideal place to foster local farm systems.
Boulder County is one of the nodes, if you will, of local food within the United States. And these tend to be centered around places that have an intersection of a highly educated populace, a good economy, people who value sustainability. We have vibrant markets which provide a good economic driver for all this. If we were to take this program and put it into other parts of Colorado that didn't have this sort of demographic, this population and economy here, it wouldn't be possible.
But despite this support, new small-scale farmers must overcome many obstacles to actually operate a profitable business. And those obstacles are preventing too many farmers from becoming successful. This is what Dave Georges says, founder of Everybody Eats, a Boulder-based organization whose mission is to help create a sustainable and secure local food system by promoting local, sustainable and organic agriculture.
You have to wonder why we're not getting, 10 new farmers a year in Boulder. Between all the interns and the people who are graduating from that, we're lucky if we get a couple new farmers a year. And I believe it's because of the barriers to entry.
Those barriers include the cost of land and access to water. But Georges hopes to be the missing link to help farmers succeed.
We need one more step in between the classroom experience or an internship on a farm and actually making it as a successful, financially viable farm business. And that is, our concept is what we call a farmer cultivation center, which is that we bring in, interns and we give them, land about the size of what Mike is doing right here, and we bring them through sort of a zero risk program for a couple of years where they are mentored, they learn a variety of new techniques, whether it's low usage water or, which varieties of cultivars of vegetables do best here. We teach them about CSAs. We teach them about what it takes to sell at a farmer's market. And we also teach them about the resources that are available, such as growers associations on county open space land, or loans from, Whole Foods or whatever it takes to make them successful. And then we graduate them, hopefully, into a successful, long-term farming business.
But it's not just educating the farmers that Georges sees as necessary. Educating the consumer is a key piece.
We don't actually consider spending a lot of time working on food, personal food stuff, to be part of our lifestyle anymore. I have a car mechanic. I don't have a lawyer. I don't need one, thank God. But I have people that I trust for various kinds of services in my life. When I need my car done, I go over to my car mechanic and he takes care of me and I pay him well. Most of us don't think that way about food.
Judging from the crowds which turn out on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings at the Boulder Farmers Market, It would seem that there's no shortage of support for local farmers.
I garden a lot myself, so I like to support people who are doing the same thing. And definitely, it's something I'm very committed to.
I like to support local farmers, and I think that that's really important to do, to know where your food comes from. I like to know who's growing the food that I'm eating and develop personal relationships with them, and I think it's worth supporting.
But unfortunately for farmers like Michael Record, not all consumers are that enlightened about food production. Adrian Card with CSU's Cooperative Extension agrees that educating consumers on the real cost of food is the key to farmer success.
You know, in the very least, aside from community and freshness, supporting the local economy through supporting these individual farms is always a good reason to buy local. I'm not certain as to how to reach those individuals who are not motivated that way, and that may not be the most important thing to focus on. You know, maybe to focus on those who are interested in it and to slowly increase that market share.
And Card believes that with a good business plan and access to land, it's actually possible for farmers to make a profit. Michael Record says his farm just went into the black for the first time last month. And while that's good news, he's not planning on giving up his day job anytime soon. He and his wife currently lease the land they farm on, and that's something he'd like to change one day.
One of the things that we really want to accomplish is to have our kids grow up on our land. We want to have own our own land that we can be stewards of, and so that's, you know, another big piece of the puzzle.
Dave Georges is currently looking for a suitable location for the Farmer Cultivation Centre project. He's looking at public and private land.
Our feeling is now it's just time to get the land and get the program started and build and learn from our mistakes, just the way Mike learned from his own mistakes here on the farm, and get that going.
For KGNU, this is Maeve Conran.